sometimes you use your kids as an excuse. It happens. It's Anna and Raven. Texas Senator Ted Cruz under fire this past week because while his constituents were dealing with the freezing weather, the power outages, the water issues, he got a plane and he went to Cancun.
I mean, come on. It's a place of great luxury. You can get 10 t-shirts for $20. I love Cancun.
Now, obviously, that wasn't well perceived.
That's why I'm not a senator.
Right. And he says, he admitted it. It was a mistake. It was a bad judgment call. But he did have a valid reason why he chose to take a vacation right at that exact time.
I was trying to be a dad. And when you've got two girls who have been cold for two days and haven't had heater power and they're saying, hey, look, we don't have school. Why don't we go? Let's get out of here. I think there are a lot of parents that'd be like, all right, let me, if I can do this, great.
He pulled the kid card. Absolutely.
Yeah, well.
I don't even blame him, to be honest, because how many people do this all the time?
Here's your El Presidente Margarita, senor.
My favorite one, he was like, he was just bringing them down there. And then he
come
was
on,
going,
man. I've been to the Cancun airport. You're never going down there just to be a good dad. You are not doing that because you are on standby for hours, even when you have a reservation in Cancun.
I don't know. What, did you ever use your kid as an excuse for something?
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose I have a couple times. I mean,
he's
grown.
Time
so,
out.
Yeah.
You used your child as an excuse to me yesterday.
Okay, wait, what did I do yesterday?
So we're trying to figure out, like, vacation times.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to throw you under the bus right now.
Okay.
And we were talking about when we would like to go away, things like that. We like to, you know.
It's not an excuse. My wife really believes that. Go ahead. Tell what happened.
And we like to coordinate our schedules, so we're off at the same time. It makes sense. We're a
makes
show.
Makes sense.
So he told me, and I like to go away like around the 4th of July because we have that extra day anyway and we get it off. And he told me he couldn't go away because it was his adult son's birthday.
Yes.
And that
on the 12th.
And his wife would be upset.
Right.
Because she needed to be there for his birthday.
I can't go on the 4th because the dogs will be upset because of the fireworks.
Yes.
And so that's my one set of children.
This is a real conversation.
That's right.
We
and then July, I can't go away on the 12th because then I'll have to listen to my wife no matter where we are. Bahamas, Cancun, anywhere.
Yep.
Senator Cruz's living room.
Yep.
I'll have to hear that it's her adult son's birthday and that she never misses his birthday.
I mean.
Because I took her away 2 years ago on his birthday and it was relentless. And we were in Emerald Bay, the most beautiful place on the planet at the time.
It happens. You use your kids as an excuse.
It's terrible.
I don't like to do it because I'm one of those people that, like, God forbid you say, like, oh, my grandmother passed away or whatever.
You feel like something happens.
Yeah, like, I believe in karma and things like that. So I don't like to use my kids as an excuse. But the one thing that I found has been factual that I've been able to use Dakota. I have a toddler. She's 2 years old, and she's absolutely nuts. And she's a toddler. She's got terrible twos. But if I don't want to go somewhere, I say, I'm not going to be able to deal with Dakota at that place.
And you'll get out of it.
And I get out of it.
Because most people don't want to deal with a screaming child there too, right?
It's true. So, I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes you use your kids as an excuse. When was the last time you used your child as an excuse? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. When was the last time you used your kids as an excuse? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Senator Ted Cruz, he had a totally valid reason why he went to Cancun when Texas was dealing with the freezing weather, the power outages, the water issues.
No heat?
I was trying to be a dad. And when you've got two girls who have been cold for two days and haven't had heater power and they're saying, hey, look, we don't have school. Why don't we go? Let's get out of here. I think there are a lot of parents that'd be like, all right, let me, if I can do this, great.
Sometimes you just blame your kids.
You think his daughters are mad?
No.
No, they're in Cancun. They don't care.
Right. So we want to know, when was the last time you used your kids as an excuse? Because let's be honest, we all do it sometimes. It's easier right now. I have a two-year-old, my toddler, Dakota. Like, you could use her as an excuse for anything because nobody wants to deal with her tantrums.
Yeah.
I'm like, you want to deal with Dakota? They're like, you know what? You're right. We'll come to your house. You know?
If the kid is too small to really have a conversation and defend themselves, then you're getting away with that excuse easy. If they're below a certain age, then you've either got the teenager indifference. Nobody wants to deal with that resting bee face that they carry along automatically. Or, there's another option. There's just some problem. And so it's easy. You know, the kids, they're not paying attention half the time.
We asked, and on our text line, you could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. I use my kids as an excuse for everything. Now that they play sports, it's even better. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't come to the family dinner. We have lacrosse. Not going to lie. I love it. And then there's always that, it's our only night without sports. I'm sorry. We're just going to relax.
Wow.
My
Built
friends,
in.
I think they use that on me all the time.
Right.
I'm like, do you have basketball again at 8:30 at night on a Saturday? They're like, yeah, we can't believe that they do it now. I'm like, that's nuts. Not wonder. Is that even real or
right,
not?
Right. Is that true?
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Use your kids as an excuse?
I always use them when I'm late for work. So I'm notoriously late for work. I never plan accordingly. And they've messed me up a few times, but it's usually just me. But now with the pandemic and everything, there's so much more that we have to set up for our kids every single day with the video classes or anything else, preparing food for the rest of the day. So it's a perfect excuse.
Remote learning and your kids, the scourge of the planet.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you use your kid as an excuse?
One thing that I do use my kids for is if I get a text that I really don't want to respond to, I'll just say, hey, you know, I'm sorry to respond to that text. My kid was playing with my phone. And I ghost people all the time this way.
Do you actually let your son play with your phone?
Yeah, he definitely watches cartoons and stuff on it. But I mean, if I'm texting someone, I'm texting him.
Yeah, I mean, you're in the conversation, unless it's not convenient for you.
I'm definitely telling a little fib here.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you use your kids as an excuse?
Oh, God. I was at Williams in Sonoma. This is so embarrassing. And I broke an entire shelf full of, like, dishware, glassware, just to smithereens. The woman who worked there came rushing over to me, and I was so mortified that I just instinctively blamed my 10-year-old daughter.
Oh, boy.
Perfect. I mean, what's she standing just there for anyways, right?
Exactly. What did I even bring you along for? So she was so mad at me. Oh, my God.
If it was Hayden, my almost 12-year-old, she would immediately give me up. She's like, my mom did it. I don't know why she's blaming. Without a doubt in my mind, she would never let me get away with that.
I know. I'm so grateful she didn't.
Yeah. When did you use your kids as an excuse? You can head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. If you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna on Raven.